listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. If you are joining us in hour number two, if you are just picking us up now, welcome to Armed American Radio. It is truly a pleasure to have everybody listening to us. Mountain Home, Arkansas. Man, this one's for you. Congratulations. You're on the second hour of Armed American Radio, and it's going to be a good one. I am your host, Mark Walters, a.k.a. the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. They are the ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Believe me, there's something there for everybody. If you're interested in participating, I'll get it out, on this evening's broadcast, you can reach out to us at 877-956-9566. Again, that's 877-956-9566. You can also email me live in the studio, mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Please keep your emails and phone calls on topic, and we'll get to you. Lots to talk about. Always is. 2 hours, we're now finding, is a little bit too short. Could there be a third hour in the offing? You never know, do you? We'll let you know about that. I would like to welcome our newest listeners this evening, WKEU 1450 AM and 88.9 FM in Griffin, Georgia. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. WLBB 1330 AM in Carrollton, Georgia. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. KSCB 1270 AM in Liberal, Kansas. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. WCLM 1390 AM in Lansing, Michigan. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. Next week, we're bringing in Olympia, Washington. Live, October 4th, Megatalk 920, KGTK, and in the Puget Sound area, Silverdale, Washington, Megatalk 1400, KITZ. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. And Arizonans, listening to us tonight, hey, we got good news for you. Listen up next week. We're going to be hopefully mentioning a great and beautiful city in the great state of Arizona. Okay, folks, this one's going to be a good one, too. Dr. Bruce Eimer is going to join me in just a few minutes, and we're going to be joined by Mr. Tom Powell, who harkens from Phoenix, Arizona, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, a free state. And we're going to discuss some FBI uniform crime statistics and go over some things we talked about on this broadcast a couple weeks back, and Tom is going to set me straight on some issues, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Stuff that you need to hear if you carry a gun. These are very eye-popping stats, and the 2008 numbers from the FBI just came out. A couple things I want to read first. I didn't get a chance to because I was a little bit long-winded at the opening of hour number one, but I got the following email from David Klingenberg in Moscow, Idaho, a very beautiful place to be. And he says, Mark, I got a good laugh out loud when Mr. Gabe Suarez said that the AR was a Barbie gun. I have included a photo of my Sega 12 shotgun. I think I can argue that the AK platform is now just as much a Barbie gun as the AR. Females dress up dolls, kids, husbands, and anything else with a pulse. Males dress up guns, cars, airplanes, boats, and anything else they can find. Keep up the fun. That's David in Moscow, Idaho. Moscow, Idaho. David, thanks for listening to us out there in that very beautiful and also very free state. Something I want to mention to everybody, this was on Fox News. Something that we want to talk about here because we espouse training here and we talk about it fairly regularly on the program. This one was titled, Boy Accidentally Shoots, Kills Two-Year-Old Sister. This is unbelievably tragic. An 8-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed his 2-year-old sister inside their California home, KTVU.com reported. The girl was shot once in the head and officials told the station she was unresponsive when the Vacaville Fire Department's paramedics arrived. Lieutenant Craig so-and-so told KTVU her parents and brother were inside the house at the time. She was pronounced dead at Vaca Valley Hospital. Authorities are investigating, but police believe the incident was accidental. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me real careful here. There was not a damn thing accidental about that. Nothing accidental about that at all. That child should never have had access to that firearm, and I hope somebody gets prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. There was nothing accidental about that. Nothing. And we'll talk a little bit about some of that stuff with Dr. Eimer in just a few minutes, but that is tragic and heartbreaking to hear. I have kids in that age range, and it's just heartbreaking. I am going to bring in my good friend, Dr. Bruce Eimer. Dr. Bruce Eimer is a clinical psychologist, and he has been on this broadcast a number of times, author of too many books to talk about. We'll let him do that. And the proprietor of Bruce, tell us. Welcome to the Armed American Radio broadcast.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me. I am the proprietor of Personal Defense Solutions.
And give us your website out there so people can go check you out, because you've got an awful lot of good stuff there.
Yes, the company website is www.personaldefensesolutions.net. That's www.personaldefensesolutions.net.
And that's a net, not a com, everybody. Remember that. Bruce, you've been on this program a number of times. You're going to continue to be on this program. Your insight is valued very highly by me. What are your thoughts when you hear something like that on Fox News? You know, we've talked about training with you on this broadcast and Mossad and Kathy and a number of others. And when I hear something like that, my blood boils. They say it was accidental. There's nothing accidental about that.
It's pure ignorance and negligence. Anybody that has a firearm in the house, whether it be one or many, needs to secure that firearm from unauthorized hands.
Okay. You know, you bring up a good point. I'm gonna talk about this for just a second because it is near and dear to my heart. I've got 800-pound Gorilla gun safes in my home. I also have the centerofmass.com safes, and I have the gun vault. Folks, as Dr. Eimer just mentioned, if you have a firearm in your home, and you should, you have got to pay attention. You cannot let your guard down one split second. When the bullet exits that muzzle, it's done. Lives are going to change, no matter what happens. Pick up a gun safe, a gun vault. If you can afford the big ones, if you've got a lot of long guns, by all means, that's great. You know, they're expensive. I understand that. And in today's environment, you know, that might be a hindrance to you. Gun vaults are great. Bruce, do you happen to have one of those things?
Yes, actually, at Personal Defense Solutions, we sell a line of gun safes that are manufactured by V-Line, and basically what they are is they're handgun safes that allow quick access via a push-button simplex lock. They're mechanical, they're very reliable, and they're not battery-operated because batteries go down at the worst times. So you can get in less than a second to get your loaded gun, and believe me, if you have a gun in the house that you're using for home defense, it needs to be loaded. That means a round needs to be chambered, and a full magazine needs to be in the pistol. And naturally, you need to be able to get it quickly, as opposed to what is the case if you have it locked away in a safe with a combination lock. So these handgun safes are really very, very useful. And if people are interested, they can check out our website, personaldefensesolutions.net, for our line of V-Line gun safes.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Go wherever you have to go. Pick up whatever one you pick up, but get yourself one. You know, the 800-pound Gorilla that I have in my home office is not designed for quick access if someone breaks into the home. The gun vault is. And, you know, for traveling, I travel a lot on business, and the centerofmass.com safes are great. I've had TSA people from all across airports, all across the country say, wow, that's neat. I've never seen one of those before. It's very effective. But don't let this happen to you. This is horrible stuff to read. Don't let this happen. Imagine that 8-year-old child growing up with what he has to know for the rest of his life, because, folks, I'm throwing it out. That wasn't accidental. That was complete negligence. Okay, Bruce, moving on from there.
Yeah.
A lot to go over with you. Joining us now is going to be Mr. Tom Powell. And you may have listened to the broadcast a few weeks back when the very ever popular, I should say, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, who I know is listening to the broadcast tonight, he and I were debunking the Freedom States Alliance, which is very easy to do because they argue from an emotional standpoint. They can be debunked with fact at every twist and turn, as most anti-gun squatters can. Now, what we did was what I did. I have made it clear I generally don't like to go over statistics. They can be manipulated in a number of different ways by various groups. And I'll leave the argument for Tom. But I got an email from Tom Powell, who is a criminologist and did some studying in his graduate work in statistics. And he really gave me a dose of information, and I asked him to be on the program. And Mr. Powell joins us now. Tom, are you with me out there on Armed American Radio Land?
Yes, Mark, I am in beautiful downtown Phoenix.
That's a beautiful thing. We're getting ready to go to a break. I wanted to bring you in first and tell you to hang in there with us. You're going to hear a little bit of good music that Sean's going to play. And as soon as we come back from that break, we're going to talk to you about some of those numbers and some of the things that you set me straight. And Dr. Eimer will be here to help back me up as well. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio with Bruce Eimer and Tom Powell right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
music you've ever heard. That cracks me up every time I hear it. Check this out, folks. Dear Mr. Walters, we are unable to process your application to renew your concealed weapon or firearm license because of errors or omissions in your application. These errors or omissions are listed on the attached notice of error or omission. Please follow the instructions on this notice carefully. Return the requested information or documentation with a copy of this letter within 30 days. If we do not receive a response from you within 30 days, we may have no alternative but to deny your application for renewal. Folks, that came from the Florida Department of Agriculture because your host of Armed American Radio forgot to have the officer sign the fingerprint card. Now, I want to mention that I found out I had to actually have the fingerprint card signed when I was in Florida and actually paid $5 to do the electronic fingerprints. They don't want the electronic fingerprints if you don't live in Florida. And there was just another little thing I happened to leave out, and that was I didn't put the address of the law enforcement agency on the back. So, okay, I'll let you know how that makes out. We'll take care of that on Monday or Tuesday or one of these days in the near future. Okay, Tom, I want to read something for you here. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. I'm your host, Mark Walters. And before we get started, the first caller from Mountain Home, Arkansas, gets a free copy signed of Lessons from Armed America. Second caller from anywhere else in the nation gets a free signed copy of Lessons from Armed America. So light them up, 877-956-9566. And we'll also give away a free U.S. Concealed Carry membership to both of those callers. But Mountain Home, we're looking for you. It's your night, hour two. Tom.
Yes.
Crime rates lower in 2008 from the FBI. Murder down 3.9%. Forcible rape down 1.6%. Robbery down 0.7%. Aggravated assault down 2.5%. Burglary up 2%. Larceny theft up 0.3%. Motor vehicle theft, this is surprising, down 12.7%. That shocks me. Arson down 2.6%. What does all this mean?
Well, all that means is simply the FBI collects statistics as officially reported to police departments. And based on ones that were reported from the year before, that it has decreased again for the second consecutive year. It's simply data that is called in by or reported in by all law enforcement agencies in the United States. By that, I mean city, county, state, federal, and tribal. Now, I need to quantify that is not all police agencies do report their crime statistics. It's voluntary. So that is one negative glitch or something that may need improvement. Only 95% of them actually do report actual crime. So that's just an indicator of the crime rate in the United States. It goes up and down. There are many factors that relate to in the economy or just numerous things. I can go on about criminological theory and et cetera, and they all may have an indicator or somebody will try to prove that this causes this. But in social science, you cannot say that. I'm sure the good doctor knows that from doing his share of statistics. You can't really say that one factor causes something else. You may say that there is a relationship or correlation, but not necessarily a cause.
Okay, let's let me tell the listeners real quick before we get ahead of ourselves. What prompted you to get in touch with us at Armed American Radio and me and specifically? And I want to let everybody know that our lines are going nuts. We've got them all blocked out, so we've got some free book givers out. That's great stuff. Congratulations. Here's the thing. When George Hill and I were talking about those statistics and debunking the Freedom States Alliance, which I think we did pretty effectively when they could only come up with 47 crimes committed by over 7.5 million permit holders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we simply recited those statistics and we didn't really dig into them. You wrote me a letter and stated that because I believe it was something George said about domestic violence rising in uncertain economic times and that's what prompted your letter. Can you tell us, tell the listeners what you said to me when you contacted me and why that's important? Because it's obviously important or you wouldn't be here.
I was just trying to indicate that raw numbers really do not mean anything. You can say there were 50 robberies or 20 rapes, but unless you have a comparison or a trend analysis or chart to be able to say definitively that something went up or down, raw numbers really mean nothing unless they're compared with something else. And that's all I was trying to do. Also, the source of the statistics are important, like I think you agree and everybody else agrees. If I can share a classroom thing, because I'm a full-time faculty member in the Justice Studies program, I told the class that the crime rate had been decreasing. At that time, it had decreased for 10 consecutive years. And this one student went home, and her dad said, "What'd you learn in school today?" And she said, "Well, I learned the crime rate went down." Well, her dad said, "That teacher does not know what he's talking about. I can't believe that somebody would say that." But his belief about the crime rate is what he sees in the media. The media influences our opinions, and some people embrace that as truth. So I try to take everything back to being a social scientist, that you actually have to test it and apply it. I can define criminology for you. You mentioned I'm a criminologist. I'm many things, and criminology is one of the courses I teach. But some people may or may not know what criminology means.
Tell us.
I can do that. The students, this is on a test, too. Criminology is a scientific study of crime, crime causation, treatment, punishment, and prevention. So that's when you hear somebody is a criminologist, there are people who are criminologists as full-time jobs. And they had projected that 2008, end of 2008, 2009, there would be a spike in crime because of the economy. And they're baffled right now why the crime rate is going down, even though the economy had tanked.
Now, I want to interject here that when we talked prior to the broadcast a number of times, I said to you in friendly banter that I could debunk you
on that, of course.
By stating to you, and this is why I don't like statistics and why I don't really like to bring them in here, but it's very, very important that people get this stuff. I could say to you, and I'm going to pick a city, and this is not a scientific thing. I'm not looking at any statistics here, but I'm just going to say Pittsburgh. And I can go to cities across the country, and I can say Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh can show me that their domestic violence is up for the first or the third quarter of this year. And locally, that flies in the face of what we see nationally. So from a local city by city by city by city, we can see increases in certain types of crimes. Now, I liken that analogy to, let's say, Nancy Pelosi. Where am I going with this? Well, she's despised and hated. Her statistics are in the toilet. She's in single digits across the country. She's going to be reelected because Congress is not a national election. It's a local election. So when we see this stuff, very similar with these statistics, maybe Pittsburgh is up, but the nation is down. Dr. Eimer, what are your thoughts on this? I know you do a lot of studies with statistics and all, too. Am I right there?
I think you're both right. Statistics can be used to lie, and statistics can be very misleading. And special interest groups use statistics to lie and to basically state their point of view and to use so-called statistics, which are incomplete, as evidence. But the fact is that, as Tom has just mentioned, when we're looking at statistics, we're not necessarily talking about cause-effect. We're looking at relationships between variables, which is called correlation. And people often confuse correlation with cause and effect.
Now, Tom, we don't have enough time yet. We're getting ready to take a break. And what I'll do is I'll kind of float the question out when we come back because of the correlation there. And that's what we were talking about just a little bit, you know, when you correlate local and national statistics. But I want you to get involved and tell us what these numbers mean for us as gun owners and what we need to be concerned about when we look at this stuff. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio, everybody, right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, Mountain Home Arkansas lit the phones up like a compensated 45 caliber. Brian Morrison, congratulations. You just won a signed copy of Lessons from Armed America. And James Acera. James, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right. James Acera from Mountain Home Arkansas. You guys took the cake and you both got free copies of Lessons from Armed America signed. I appreciate it very much. Tonight's Mountain Homes night. It's great to see them carry in the second hour. It's really good to see. Okay, gentlemen, Bruce, Tom.
Yes.
Where the heck were we? We're talking about numbers. Numbers confuse me sometimes. Tom, right. I asked you when we came out of the break, what does all this stuff mean? First, before you answer that, can you tell everybody what some of those numbers in 2008? What do they look like? Give us some figures. Do you happen to have them in front of you?
There are so many statistics. I think people get bored by something like that. But if anybody wants to be interactive, this is from my teaching background. They can go on to FBI.gov and kind of see what we're talking about. That might be interesting if they want to do that.
What do these numbers mean to us as gun owners?
It just means that the crime rate has gone down the past 2 years. It is what it is. But there's so many variables that could reflect that. Again, 5% of police agencies don't report crime, and crime is only reported in 8 categories. And there are thousands of different crimes. It's called index crimes that the Federal Bureau of Investigation only uses those 8, 4 violent and 4 nonviolent, as indicators of crime rate increasing or decreasing. So there are literally thousands of other crimes that occur that may be increasing, such as drugs. Drugs are not even an index crime as far as affecting the crime rate.
Isn't that mind-boggling? We all know that drugs probably cause what percentage of the crime?
Right. The Uniform Crime Report has been around since 1930, but, you know, things have changed. And there's a new system out called the NIBRS, a National Incident-Based Reporting System, that has 22 categories instead of 8 categories. So it's going to be more reflective of the crime. Because right now, bribery, counterfeiting, embezzling, gambling, kidnapping, pornography, prostitution, and drugs are not reported in the crime rate increase or decrease.
That is unbelievable to me. You know, and it begs this question. First of all, the 5% begs a lot of questions, but here's the way my brain works. The 5% of police agencies that don't have to report to the FBI, let me put this in perspective. The Obama administration wants to fine American families thousands of dollars for not buying into his health care proposals. Okay? Yet police departments are not required to report actual crime statistics to the FBI. Ooh, that is mind-boggling to me.
It's voluntary, and some agencies have been known to inflate their statistics, and you might ask why, and some agencies have been known to decrease the actual statistics. The reason you would inflate your statistics is maybe you want to go after a federal grant or have funding, and you will demonstrate that there's a high crime rate, so you're more likely to get funds. This has been proven. Other communities may decrease or reduce the number of actual crimes in the community to make the community more attractive for business and people to move into. So there are even problems with that.
Well, is there? Okay, so here you're telling us that we have police agencies across the country that will actually fabricate statistics to get money from the government.
Yes.
Okay, what does the government do? Give them the money and not ask them any questions?
I don't know. They probably, you know, there's statistics. It's called Damn Lies and Statistics. Wonderful article by Joel Best. It really is.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But it's voluntary. It's strictly voluntary. So you can see how maybe underreported, you know, crime is too. There's what's called the dark figure of crime. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Let's get into because you know the time flies so fast.
It is. Yes.
Let's get into the in your face stuff about crime and statistics. You're in Phoenix, Arizona. People have heard me say this a million times. One of my favorite cities, and without a doubt, my favorite state in the country. Phoenix has its crime problems.
Yeah, it cooled off today. It's down to 105.
That's a beautiful thing. We're going to see 51 here tonight or tomorrow, I think. But now, Bruce, you're up in Pennsylvania outside Philadelphia.
That is correct.
Philadelphia, also, large city with a big crime problem. Big crime problem. Do the statistics matter when you're making a decision to carry a gun? Because I'll tell you something, all it takes is somebody in my face one time. And I don't really give a hoot about the national statistics or what the city says.
I think for Phoenix that I don't know what the number of people who have concealed permits here, but I have one myself because of we have a high meth problem in town coming from Mexico. We have a lot of just a lot of crime going on in general that people are more likely to carry weapons, and Arizona is very weapon friendly.
You open carry out there obviously is a big deal, and you don't need the concealed permit in Arizona. But Bruce, talk to us about Philadelphia. That's a rough town, man. Been there many times, worked that town many times. In fact, it was in Philly that made me get my first gun years ago out of college in 1984.
Philadelphia has a lot of crime. All you have to do is read the newspapers. And every day in both daily newspapers in Philadelphia, there are multiple reports of shootings and murders and other kinds of violent crimes. So given the fact that the media is going to tend to report, what am I trying to say? The newspapers report all the crimes that occur in Philadelphia in terms of violent crimes. They report those crimes mostly because they have interest value for readers. People have kind of a lurid sense of wanting to read about violence, you know, terrible things happening. It's the kind of rubberneck syndrome when you're driving down the highway and there's an accident and you have a slow up and a tie up for miles before the where the accident occurred. People just want to look. So newspapers report all these crimes, and any time that you read the newspaper in Philadelphia, you're constantly confronted with the realities, which are very stark, that Philadelphia is a very dangerous city. So anybody that cares about their own personal safety and that of their loved ones has to seriously consider the decision to carry a firearm.
Now, you're fighting the battle in Philadelphia because Philadelphia, it tries to be there. They're that wannabe Chicago of the state where, you know, Philadelphia tries to control the entire state. If it's good for Philly, it's good for the rest of the state, which is ridiculous because Pennsylvania is a very gun-friendly state. Some of the best white-tailed deer hunting in the country is in Pennsylvania. And a very gun-friendly area and a good permit to have, Bruce, right?
It is a good permit to have because it is recognized by, I believe, 18 other states. And in addition to that, the permit to carry in Pennsylvania, which most people don't realize who aren't informed, is a permit to carry throughout the state and not just in the county in which you apply. So a lot of people will ask me, or our instructors at Personal Defense Solutions, does the Pennsylvania carry permit give you the right to carry in Philadelphia? And the answer is absolutely.
Yeah, Philadelphia doesn't like to hear that. Now, we don't have that problem with you, Tom, out in Phoenix, where it's a very gun-friendly state all the way around. I've open carried in Phoenix. There's times I don't. We had that argument back on the program a few weeks back. You know, there's times I do carry. There's times I don't. It depends on where I am. If I am filling up a rental car at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night anywhere near Sky Harbor Airport, I'm carrying openly. I can tell you that much. And
I think the legislature was they had a lot of foresight on this, that state law supersedes county law, so we don't have that problem with different municipalities and counties and regions trying to overrule or to really knuckle down. Actually, in the bills, it says that any attempt to do that is void.
Yeah, well, that's good, and you don't have to have those problems like you get with the mayors up in Philly. Bruce,
right.
Who's the mayor up in Philadelphia right now?
The mayor of Philadelphia is Mayor Nutter, and Mayor Nutter has argued to make Philadelphia an exception to state law, which he's continued to try, and in fact, they've succeeded on a couple of counts to pass several ordinances which the state Supreme Court has actually upheld, which is really very unfortunate. Of course, state law supersedes the law in Philadelphia, which is a city of the first class, but the two ordinances that Philadelphia has been allowed to let stand are the ordinance that one actually mandates, I don't know how they enforce it.
Bruce, I need to ask you to hold tight for me, brother. I hate to cut you off. We're getting ready to go to a break. America, stick around. We'll be right back after these messages with Bruce and Tom.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips,
training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome home to Armed American Radio. We're back with our guests, Dr. Bruce Eimer and Mr. Tom Powell out there in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, and Bruce calling us from up in Pennsylvania. A little bit earlier on the broadcast, I mentioned our hero Samuel Rouse and his group out there, his whole platoon, C Company, Charlie Company, 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. And I want to give this address again, and you'll be able to find this address on armedamericanradio.org. But we've adopted him and his platoon. These guys are heroes. He called this program. They listen to this broadcast. If they've got internet out there, they'll pick it up and listen to it in the field. Folks, you know, this is you know, these people are fighting for our freedoms, your kids and my kids. Let's do everything we can to help these guys out, these young kids out. His address, if you've got a pen handy, and again, you'll be able to pick it up at armedamericanradio.org and my website, theamericangunfighter.com. First LARA. CO Company 3rd PLT Unit 40603 FPO AP 96610-0603. And it needs to be addressed, his father just shot me an email, it needs to be addressed to Samuel Rouse, R-O-U-S-E, and he will divide it up amongst his brethren out there in the field fighting for our freedoms. So that's just important stuff. You know, we got... Bruce and Tom, I just saw we've got a call in here, and it's a good one. It's a surprise for us. It's Tim Schmidt, the founder of the USCCA and Delta Media. So let's go ahead and bring Tim in. Tim, you're on Armed American Radio, brother. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark. Great to be talking to you. Man, the show sounds fantastic.
Oh, that's great to hear. And, you know, I guess you had some trouble, Sean was telling me in my ear, calling in a little while ago. That's because Mountain Home Arkansas has got us for the second hour, man, and they swooped on the phone lines and picked up the two editions of Lessons from Armed America. It's great. It's great stuff.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. Yeah, this is exciting. It's exciting times, and it's just amazing how you call me every other day and talk about a new city that's picked up the radio show. So that's, man, that's exciting news.
Yeah, it really is. Now we're out in the Pacific Northwest, and there's more to come. I was actually speaking with one of the syndicators on the way into the studio tonight, and there is more coming. We'll tease that, you know, week after week, but it is really fun to see. Tim, you've been listening. Have you been listening to some of these crime statistics here?
Yeah, I've pretty much caught the whole show today. Yeah, just amazing stuff. Yeah.
Are you seeing an uptick in USCCA membership, you know, from the Obama administration and fear of some of these numbers?
I would say on average, since the day that that he was elected, I would say that we've had an increase in membership probably on a weekly basis, probably 25 to 30% more. So, I mean, every single week we get 25 to 30% more new members than we normally do. So,
wow, that is unbelievable.
I mean, it's good. It's really, I mean, it's great. I mean, I certainly hate to, the last thing I want to do is be, be a fear monger, but the bottom line is that having more knowledge and more information about how to properly protect yourself is, I mean, it's never bad information. It's like an insurance policy or wearing a seatbelt. So
it doesn't matter who's in office. It makes no difference. I mean, I've been a member, one of the first 500 members, from back in early in the days of the Bush administration, right?
I mean, yes, Mark, you were one of the first 500 members. I thank you for that.
You still have your house, and that's a beautiful thing. But I guess my point is that it really doesn't make any difference. Yeah, this guy's been good for gun sales and ammo sales and that kind of stuff. But the information that you pick up at USCCA and from the website is really, really knowledgeable. And you've got some of the best personal protection and defense writers. I mean, Gabe Suarez, for crying out loud, was on here last week. Just a wealth, man, of information. You've had Bob Boatman, the late Bob Boatman. I can't believe I'm saying that. The author of Living with Glocks and Living with the Big 50 and Living with the 1911. And, you've got, I guess we've got a column coming up with Massad Ayoub, don't we? Did he submit something to the magazine?
I believe so, yeah. And heck, don't forget Bruce Eimer. I mean, Bruce Eimer's been around since day one as well. He's been doing the Armed Senior Citizen column and plus tons of other stuff as well.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun to watch the thing develop and watch the magazine get bigger and bigger every year, and the information that comes out in it is really good stuff. And Tom, you are a member of the USCCA, are you not?
Yes, I get correspondence from Tim every day, it seems like. sometimes twice a day.
Tim, guess what I'm going to do? Let me tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Schmidt. I'm going to give a free USCCA membership away to the next caller that calls in.
All right, good deal.
All right, and the next caller anywhere in the United States that calls in at 877-956-9566 will get a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association. So join. You guys have heard me say on the broadcast over and over and over again, it's never been more important than it is now to get involved and do things. And I don't care if that's joining the NRA. I don't care if it's Gun Owners of America. Getting involved in the Second Amendment March with Skip Coriel. Whatever you're doing, the phones are lighting up, so we'll have a winner here in just a second for the membership. But whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is you're at, man, you got to get involved out there right now. The fact of the matter is we got a socialist in the White House, and this is nothing but the calm before the storm, guys.
Yeah, Mark, I mean, Mark, you're dead on there. And, I mean, one of the most exciting things is as we all got to watch with Heller versus D.C. just, recently, just last year, there's going to be another landmark case that's going to be coming down probably, I'm guessing, later this fall or early next year in Chicago, right close to me. That's going to be another, gigantic Second Amendment case that will come to the Supreme Court. So now truly is the time to, whether it's, donate money to local causes or just, write your congressman or anything, now's the time to be heard because it's going to make a huge effect on legislation that'll last for probably 100 years.
Mr. and Mrs. America, if I could have got them to turn them in all at once, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them in, I would have done it. Feinstein. And isn't that ridiculous? And you know what? No matter, as long as she runs, she's going to get reelected. It's that thing we were talking about, earlier, that very bizarre phenomenon. These people are despised as an aggregate whole, Tom. But you put them in their local districts, man, they just keep walking in. I mean, Barney Frank keeps getting elected. What are people thinking?
Unbelievable.
Obama, isn't that something, Bruce? But here's something good, too. And you're going to hear it right here on Armed American Radio first. And I'm going to put my neck on the line. 2010 is going to be a huge wake-up call because Obama's name in 2012, his numbers are going to be similar to Jim Acosta.
Now's the time for people to send a message and to exercise their rights and apply for concealed carry permits. I really think it's really important. It sends a very important message.
And they are. They're doing it, oh, my gosh, everywhere across the country. Look who's backed up. Florida's been. I mean, they've hired, 60 to 70 people to try to pick up the backlog? Tim, you're up in Wisconsin. Mm. One vote, my man. One vote kept you from that. Kept you guys from that.
Wasn't the governor of Wisconsin, Tim, the reason why that didn't pass? He vetoed it, and they didn't. They weren't able to overturn the veto.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah, that was actually the second time. The first time when we actually had a veto-proof majority, he actually didn't allow the legislation to come to the to vote with essentially this illegal maneuver. So that was the first time. The second time it came through, he vetoed it. But the cool thing is that now he's going to be gone, so we're going to get a new governor soon, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, that legislation will come back up in Wisconsin, and even if it doesn't, there's been an awful lot of, and we've pushed it here on the broadcast, of the open carry movement now in Wisconsin. Tim, is that picking up steam up there now?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the open carry movement, I wouldn't say it's picking up steam. It's certainly a healthy movement, but the neat thing about it in Wisconsin is that there, in the last 3 years, there's been two specific Wisconsin Supreme Court cases that have been concealed carry cases that that essentially have been decided for the defendant, meaning the person that was carrying concealed. And essentially the state attorney general, J.B. Von Holland, has gone on the record saying that he's not going to prosecute concealed carry cases. So,
That's interesting. That's cool. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Well, I think Wisconsin is going to have concealed carry legislation really soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, when's the governor up? 2010?
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's Doyle, isn't it?
Affirmative.
Yeah, Doyle, okay. Goodbye. Yeah, you know, it'd be nice to see your Southern brethren down there in Chicago get rid of Daley, but that'll never happen. I don't know.
I really think that this I believe it's called McDonald versus the city of Chicago, which is going to the Supreme Court. That could have a huge impact on the entire country, in the sense that it could essentially make Alaskan style concealed carry legal everywhere. So
I believe that the ruling coming up will be more important than the Heller decision.
I think so, too. I mean, the only thing that was bad about the Heller decision was that it occurred in the District of Columbia, which is in the United States. So.
Well, you got a federal, you got the federal thing there, and it was very interesting that you had the Ninth Circuit Court. And we actually had Dick Heller and Dane Von Breichenruckart, president of the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation, discussing that very issue, the dichotomy there between the Seventh Circuit and the Ninth Circuit, which is why this has to be resolved. So, a lot of fun stuff happening out there. Don't grit your teeth, gun owners. This is all positive. Obama, if the Republicans are right, Tim, they just keep pushing the gun legislation through on these little goofy programs he once signed, and he's got no choice but to sign the legislation. Thanks to Obama, we can carry in national parks in February. Who would have thunk it, right?
Amen.
You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, and my guest, Dr. Bruce Eimer, Tom Powell out in Phoenix, Arizona, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, and Tim Schmidt. It's been a great 2 hours, I can tell you that much. We are getting ready to wrap up another edition of Armed American Radio. So join us every week right here. Visit us at armedamericanradio.org, usconcealedcarry.com, personaldefensesolutions.net, theamericangunfighter.com. And man, I'm telling you what, pick up a copy of my new book written with Kathy Jackson, Lessons from Armed America, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, or WhiteFeatherPress.com. We'll see everybody next week for 2 hours on Armed American Radio. Later.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.